it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So yesterday, Lee, we got our first look near Yemen. There's UFO hearings of an orb. We tried to shoot it down, apparently, with a Hellfire missile, but it could not be shot down.
Well, you'd expect aliens to have something defensive that would, you know, preclude us from being able to defend against them.
Yeah, or who'd take them seriously, right? I mean, you know, what kind of alien street rep would you have?
Yeah.
Well, here's what happened yesterday. Representative Eric Burleson, a Republican, shared never-before-seen video taken, allegedly, October 30th, 2024, off the coast of Yemen, showing an MQ-9 drone launch a Hellfire missile at an orb. And the video was shared at the House Oversight Committee hearing, obviously, yesterday on UIPs. Government officials, military veterans, and journalists testified on their experiences. And the missile appears to just bounce off the object and keep going. Or it was a really good AI video. Nobody knows.
No.
So this is going on yesterday. And it'd be quite something if it's real. We don't know if it is real. And that's the problem. As let me pull this for the heck of it. June 9th, 2025. This is Fox News. Pentagon planted UFO myths to hide secret weapons programs. Oh, we've done this before? Yeah. In the shadow of the Cold War, while America raced to outpace the Soviet Union military innovation, the Pentagon turned to an unexpected tactic, alien conspiracy theories. A newly revealed Department of Defense review, and again, we've only known about this since June, shows that the U.S. military deliberately spread UFO rumors, including staged photos and false briefings, to protect classified weapons programs. The practice wasn't just passive denial or silence. In some cases, it was policy. One such incident, first uncovered by the Wall Street Journal, involves an Air Force colonel who, in the 1980s, handed fake photos of flying saucers to a bar owner near the top secret Area 51 base in Nevada. The colonel, now retired, later admitted to investigators he was acting under official orders to deflect attention away from the then classified F-117 Nighthawk stealth fighter. Yeah. We've done this a lot in Latin American countries, too, where we have bases and try out our stealth tech. And we have deliberately, and we find out later from the CIA and the DIA, when it gets declassified, we have deliberately gone into surrounding towns and spread UFO rumors so that they would think the craft they were seeing were UFOs and not actually tech we were trying out. So we got a long history of this.
Now, this sounds very plausible.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Which thing? Like what I just read or that
right.
It's an actual alien craft?
No, the fact that the most plausible thing is that this is, in fact, something that we are doing, and then we're trying to cover it up. Now, when I say we, the government, DARPA, Air Force, DOD, whatever. Excuse me, DOW now, Department of War. But this is that's the most plausible thing, the most easily believable aspect of this. If we're going to take something on its face, there.
Here's what's interesting to me too. I'm fascinated by this.
Oh, yeah.
And I have deep dove into this using all of the reporting skills I have. And I started looking into the UAPs after, you have Kirsten Gillibrand and other people like that taking it, and Nancy Mace taking it very seriously, seeming to indicate, wow, they've been given evidence that seems to move them both sides of the aisle. And they seem to take it very seriously. So that got my interest, right? So I started investigating what they saw, but then I very quickly ended up investigating who they were talking to. And it's a cabal of people. And when you start going, they drive the entire UFO industry. When you start going into the backgrounds of these people, you know what it reminds me of? The Russia collusion hoax. Every single one of this group, that from Lou Elizondo to their latest edition, this Jake Barber guy, watch out for him, to Christopher Mellon, he's from the Carnegie Mellon, family franchise. They've been deep into UFO lore for generations, literally. When you start going to their backgrounds, every one of them has one thing in common. They have either participated in PSYOP programs, in other words, psychological operations on the public. They have managed PSYOP programs for either one of our intel agencies or in most cases the military, or that, you know, they've managed people working in PSYOP programs and so are properly trained in them. Every one of them. No exceptions, except the, like, the George Knapp journalist types that they'll interview who just talk to these people and then tell you what they say. So it's a feedback loop. And in this Fox News story that I just read to you from June, and let's go back and look at this. In some cases, they had Air Force colonels running around handing out fake photos of flying saucers, including staged photos in other cases, starting rumors, false briefings. Okay, here, there's a fascinating article that the ringleader of all of this is this guy, Lou Elizondo. You may have seen him. He does all the UFO channel interviews. He does all of these, like, Pentagon briefings, Discovery Channel, all this stuff. He got busted claiming, this is a New York Post, this was earlier this year, claiming he had a photo he'd gotten from the government of a 1,000-foot-wide silver disc-shaped flying saucer. Well, that was checked by the internet and folks who have, you know, technology to do that. It turned out the New York Post reported that those were those, they're called crop circles, but they're not like UFO crop circles. You know, you ever flown over the Midwest?
Right.
You've seen those circles, right?
I've heard about it.
Well, they're commonly used in agriculture. They're actually a technology. They're a technique we use for agriculture. You'll see them if you fly over the country. And these two were positioned in such a way side by side, it was an optical illusion that made it look like a craft. He presented that as actual government leaked documents of a craft. It wasn't a craft. People went online and actually found the same photo. And that has caused people to go, whoa. And there was this huge internet to do about it.
Yeah.
And if you want to read the article about it, he's one of the ringleaders. And they didn't have him yesterday, but he's been a leader of this whole Arrow thing. And, you know, the disclosure videos that hit the New York Times, that was all him. Internet headline, if you want to read it, internet divided over a photo of a 1,000-foot UFO near Four Corners. Clearly a crop circle. And again, not a UFO crop circle, but like an actual used crop circle that they use out there. For a lot of times they'll burn them, and that's what makes them. Anyway. But yeah, so he's gotten caught doing this before. There was another episode of him on Joe Rogan where he held up a classified document and claimed that, made all kinds of claims about, this was a UFO that shown up on an airbase. Somebody actually went and pulled the document. There's nothing like that in the 100 pages. So he's got a history that's extremely sketchy, and he runs in that group of former deep intel people who freak me out more and more every time I see them. So all I'm saying here, that I'm going to go on about this, be very careful with this, and notice something. They really, really, really want you to pay attention to this. They're all from the deep state. Those two, never a good combination in the United States of America. And I think something big's coming. And I think they're preparing us for whatever it is they're going to pull. But whatever, we don't know what it is yet, but something. They're going to do something.
So do you think this is... this whole effort is used at appropriate times to, you know, get us distracted to something else that's going on?
Possibly. It used to be remarkably timed with very negative announcements about Hunter Biden. Remember that?
Yes, I do remember
You and I were laughing about it. Oh, we were like, wow, when are the Hunter Biden, exactly. When are the UFOs coming?
Exactly. Every time something plausible about the Biden administration was coming along, it was like, okay, well, there's UFOs over here.
I have some theories, but I don't want to, they're just theories, so I don't want to say where I think they're going with this. I mean, even Trump hinted recently that we have incredible technology, anti-gravity stuff that, like, you know, he can't believe we have, but we have it. And he didn't go into any further detail. I don't know what they're planning, but they're planning something. There is a reason they want you to know this. And the other thing that's real weird here, okay? You and I have seen the absolute hell real whistleblowers go through. I mean, real actual whistleblowers on our intel agencies. Yeah. These guys keep coming out and saying, well, I'm a whistleblower. Oh, you're really cool. Yeah, who cleared you? Oh, the inspector general said I could come out and tell you. He did. Yeah, he approved it. The inspector general of the Defense Intelligence Agency, the CIA, approved that? Uh-huh, sure, okay. This is a influence operation. That's what this is. And when you go too many questions down, like, okay, you have alien bodies. Can you give us some details on, you know, where they are or where they're from? No, we can't tell you anything. Well, but you can, though. The inspector general cleared you to tell us just enough to get people to think there are UFOs, but not enough that there'll be any real details people can begin to sort through to get to the truth. Yeah, like that. Thumbs up. Thumbs up with these people. They are shifty. So keep your eye on it. Something's coming with this. They're working hard on it, whatever the thing is. But it's all leading somewhere. Trump.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spokesperson Caroline Leavitt ripped the mainstream media for pathetically trying to hide the murder of Arina Zarkusa and label as racist to anybody talking about it. Didn't work. Just pathetic attempt at it anyway. And then she went after the Democrat magistrate that despite all logic and pleas from the future murderer's mother and his defense attorney who tried to get him locked away in a mental institution, his own attorney, they didn't care. Caroline Leavitt absolutely ripping the Democrat rep magistrate and Kamala Harris reporter, it turns out, who freed him.
Despite all of this past documented criminal history, when Brown was arrested yet again in January of this past year, a Democrat judge, who will I will add was a supporter, a strong supporter of former Vice President Kamala Harris, released this insane criminal once again without requiring him to pay any bail. He simply had to sign a written promise to return for his court hearing. Think about how crazy it is to ask a career criminal, someone who by definition repeatedly breaks the law, to just sign a written promise and come back again another day. This is madness. This monster should have been locked up, and Arena should still be alive.
Yep, Arena should still be alive. But what happened here, folks? Even his half-brother has come out and said, yeah, this could have been prevented. This was yesterday. Yeah, they could have just locked him up. Why would these liberal women, it turns out there's three of them involved in setting him free. Why would they do that? Because they are so hepped up on the white, liberal, manufactured fake news that they can't see anything but a black man standing in front of them. If a black man is standing in front of them because a police officer arrested him, in the warped liberal mind created by all of this fake coverage, he is a victim. He can be nothing else. We know police are bad. This is the product of hoax after hoax after hoax after hoax after hoax. But they believe. And they've become a danger to themselves and everyone else. Jesse Waters doing an amazing job on Fox News last night, documenting how she was killed. She died because of DEI. Take a listen.
The White House says this is Teresa Stokes, a Harris donor who doesn't even have a law degree, but just made a career criminal and a schizophrenic who beat his own sister when he was out on parole. Pinky promised that he'd behave. Ms. Stokes wasn't elected. She was nominated by the clerk. In Mecklenburg County, the sitting clerk is Alyssa Chin Gary. On her LinkedIn page, she calls herself a clerk and a DEI consultant and a racial equity organizer. And her life mission? Reparations.
We are here to honor them, to lift their names, and to continue the intergenerational work that we are required to do to eliminate structural racism.
Ms. Stokes was nominated by Judge Carla Archie. Judge Archie is friends with Eric Holder, Obama's wingman. And Judge Archie isn't just any judge. In 2019, she was the DEI Champion of the Year. Is this starting to make sense? Did a woman die because of DEI?
Yes, she did. And that's the plan all over the country. It gets worse.
Just a couple months ago, a guy shot five people on New Year's. And Judge Archie sentenced him to 1.5 years.
Same judge.
For shooting five people a year and a half. This is a DEI court, and they have blood on their hands. And if the people in robes are on the same side as the bad guys, that's suicide.
Yep.
Are you okay with the country committing judicial suicide? I'm not. DEI died when Kamala lost. It's illegal. And releasing felons with dozens of arrests for social justice is a crime against the country. They've set up these dangerous DEI courts in cities nationwide, catching and releasing criminals to prey on innocent people. These courts need to be systematically dismantled, and that needs to happen immediately.
This is what you get with 16 years of Democrat rule of the city of Charlotte. And yet, despite that soul-crushing video, the actual murder of this woman, it's all out now. To see the terror on her face, she died alone. I mean, there were other people in the car, but it didn't matter. She fell over and died alone. The horror, the look on her face, the terror. I just wanted to hold her. I just wanted to like hold her while she died. I just wanted to hug her. It just rips your soul out. But they are soulless. They don't care. And yesterday, the voters of Charlotte, knowing all of this, re-elected Phi Lyles in the Democrat primary with 74% of the vote, despite the fact that another Democrat in the primary ran on crime. They didn't care. They do not care. They are homicidal. And they're the people this brainwashed, can, as Rush used to say, can only be defeated. They cannot be reasoned with. It would take like putting them through the same process you put people through who are, you know, you try to get them to leave the cult and you've got to break them. I mean, it's a very long process. Take specialists. The media has done this to them over the years. But Jesse Waters didn't stop there because North Carolina has been Democrat run for a long time. Most especially the attorney general's office of the state's been Democrat for decades. And we've had Democrat rule in the governor's mansion as well. And so Waters shows how this isn't just Charlotte under Democrat rule in North Carolina. This is Wake County, too. Keep in mind, they're just up there to the north. These lunatics they let out, they could come here. Here's Jesse Waters talking about the same Democrat policies in the same state and what they've done in Wake County, just down the road.
DeCarlos had 14 priors. Wake County, North Carolina, just a few miles away from Charlotte. There's 800 people with 14 or more priors. Just from the last decade.
One county.
Some of them racked up 50 to 70 arrests apiece. And this isn't for jaywalking. Almost all of them have assault charges. They're violent. Yesterday, another North Carolina man, Julian MacArthur, with 30 arrests, stabbed a woman with a drug needle while he was out on probation. Alexander Dickey, 30 years old, 40 arrests. He was just let out of jail and shot a college girl in the ribs. And now she's dead. The dad wants the death penalty.
Logan would want him dead. He is the prime candidate. He checks all the boxes. He rings the bell. He's graduated every step of the way from his crimes. He was arrested 39 times, Trey. 25 of them were felonies. I mean, this guy wasn't getting any better. They didn't put him in prison so he couldn't be rehabilitated. So, you know, why not? Why haven't they made a statement that they are seeking the death penalty now? I don't understand. It's been 4 months last week that my daughter was executed.
It's not just North Carolina. Every major city has DeCarlos Browns. In Baton Rouge, Anthony Jelks Jr., he had six arrests.
Yeah, it goes on and on and on. And folks, again, Phi Lyles reelected yesterday because, I mean, the Republicans aren't going to win the mayorship. The race is in the primary. They rewarded her for this, for practically apologizing for him. Here's Chris Schwecker. I know Chris well, too, from my days as a reporter in Charlotte. Used to head the FBI office there, former prosecutor. Keep in mind, they elected Phi Lyles mayor again despite this.
I think after this incident, Charlotte's going to have to do some introspection and understand why their homicide rate has doubled since 2019.
Doubled. Since 2019 on homicidal Democrat policies. And all they want is to cancel her for the crime of embarrassing them for bleeding and dying on that light rail line in a blue city, disproving the narrative.
People like Charlie Kirk, Van, they've been looking for opportunities to make this some sort of like reciprocal George Floyd situation. And that's the part that I think he's almost giving away the game. And
it's not a game.
It's sad to see a lot of people going along with it.
It's not a game. Unlike the George Floyd situation, the Michael Brown situation, the Trayvon Martin situation, all built on a tower of lies, this is real. And folks, get this. We're not rioting, are we? No, they'd be rioting at this point in the equal opposite equivalent situation. We're not rioting. We didn't do $2 billion worth of damage. We're who should be in charge.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, this is devastating for Democrats. The rest of us, no, not so much. You know, I love what Greg Gutfeld said. He said, if America was a tree, Democrats would be rooting for the termites. Yeah, this is bad news for them. Good news for us normals, though. Devastating for Democrats. U.S. PPI, Producer Price Index, a key indication of inflation, just came in. And I'm so sorry, you liberal trolls. I know this is going to ruin your day. Just came in at 2.6%, lower than the forecast 3.3%. Yeah, sorry. U.S. core PPI came in at just 2.8%. In other words, 2.6 to 2.8%, completely within the historically average range. Normally doesn't even generate a lot of attention when it comes out. Anything under 3 is considered to be inflation under control. This is great for markets, devastating for Democrats. So it's not a story that you're going to see very much on TV. So their hopes for tariff-fueled inflation, that it would save them from Trump, are dashed. I don't know what they're going to do. Hardest hit, the liar and economic arsonist, Jerome Powell, whose only job is to destroy markets and the economy as much as possible ahead of the midterms. That is why he refuses to leave his position as head of the Federal Reserve, because then somebody who doesn't want to destroy the economy might be appointed and Trump might get real economic interest rate policies. And well, the markets would boom and we can't have that. So devastating news for Dems, folks. What did I tell you? Look, I don't know long term if the tariffs are going to work. They're going to be great, whatever. Who knows? Maybe the Supreme Court will throw them out. But I could tell you this, tariffs do not cause inflation. Do not cause inflation. That is impossible. Only one thing can cause inflation. This is a freshman econ 101 at UNC Chapel Hill. And that is the printing of money, the debasing of currency, the stealing of Americans' money at the grocery store checkout line through printing. Nothing else causes inflation. Tariffs don't cause inflation. Jobs don't cause inflation. Nothing causes inflation. And Jerome Powell knows that as the head of the chairman of the Federal Reserve, but he just lies. Anyway, he said that he has to leave interest rates high and cause more unnecessary business bankruptcies because businesses are having to borrow at horrific terms that are fake. He said, well, you know, he had to do it because the job market was on fire. And then it turns out they faked the job market. Record downward revision yesterday. It was all fake to get Kamala Harris elected. So he couldn't lie anymore. Say, well, yeah, it's a hot job market. I got to leave the rates high. Well, now it's a crap job market. Maybe. I don't know. They might still be lying about the jobs numbers. They're Democrats at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Who knows? So now he needs a new lie. And the new lie is that tariffs can cause inflation. That is economically impossible, but whatever. And he's got to leave the rates high. Yeah, it's not happening. So I don't know how he's going to burn down the economy now and avoid the kind of real rate cuts that we need, not a little trimming around the edges. But I'm sure he'll come up with something. Or Trump will just put him in prison for fraud around the renovations of the Federal Reserve. Who knows? He's a Democrat. So that's where we are right now, which is good news. Folks, what happened in Charlotte is the norm around the country. I want to play this for you, okay? Colorado, blue state, has managed to set up a juggernaut where you can kill somebody or attempt to kill somebody, or in this case, with this individual, beat their brains in so badly that they cannot say their own name. And their family is terrified of you. Now, if you're a Democrat, that's a tough one. How do you get a voter like that out of prison where they can't vote for you? Like, how do you save someone like that? Well, they came up with this really cool law. And I'll let the Weld County Sheriff explain to you how this works. This guy just went free. Take a listen.
It's a very violent crime, and how rapidly this person has accumulated contacts with law enforcement, it's concerning.
Weld County Sheriff Steve Reams is warning his residents of a man he released from jail, not by his own choosing, but because the suspect was ruled incompetent to stand trial.
With that ruling, we're forced to release that individual.
That individual is Debisa Ephraim, a 21-year-old who Reams says is seen in these videos fighting northern Coloradans. The videos, too graphic to be shown in full, show men being knocked unconscious and then continuously punched in the face while lying on the ground.
He's a very dangerous person. And his actions, from what we can tell, were unprovoked.
So why did he walk free without ever seeing a jury? Reams says it's the result of House Bill 1034, signed into law last year by Governor Jared Politz.
Democrat.
The law, at its core, said those found incompetent to stand trial should be sent to mental health care instead of incarceration. But that is contingent on the suspect qualifying for that care, which Ephraim did not, Reams says. So Monday morning, he walked free from charges like attempted murder and the cell that he lived in for the last 5 months.
This or the case that happened in Aurora with Solomon Galligan, those both are very giant highlights to the mistake that was made. It needs to be corrected. Someone's going to get hurt and someone's going to get hurt bad. All I can do at this point is make them aware that this person is out and about and pray that, you know, he doesn't re-enter those criminal actions. But quite honestly, without some legislative changes, I don't know how you address this concern.
Oh, you don't. That's why they passed the legislation in the first place, to get killers off and then act surprised when it happens. So it's very simple. You don't fund the mental hospitals. You say, well, you know, if we find he's a little mentally off, what most murderers are mentally a little bit off. And we say, well, we can't prosecute him, but we'll put him in a mental institution. And then there's just no space. Works out so great because then you can vote Democrat. He's out on the street. And that's what these policies were about, is keeping people out of prison so that they can vote Democrat. Meanwhile, Elon Musk is on an absolute tear, contributing, I love this, $1 million. He wants to fund $10,000 each art murals. Remember all the George Floyd murals? Celebrating, I guess, his drug overdose, I don't know, of Irina Zarudska. And prominent American city locations nationwide. So that's 100 murals right there. You know what he wants? This is what he wants. He wants people to do these murals. Somebody's already done one. It's beautiful. Of her face. You know, say her name and all that. So the Democrats can't cancel her. Make Democrats in these cities paint over her face. Make them do that. Because they will. They won't be able to stand it. Crazy Jasmine Crockett. Y'all, the sad thing is when she says stuff like what I'm about to play, congresswoman from a gerrymandered district in Texas, created specifically to elect her because she wouldn't get elected any other way. The sad thing is there's voters like the 74% in Charlotte who reelected the mayor Vi Lyles yesterday, despite a doubling of the homicide rate since 2019. Imagine that. Here's Jasmine Crockett explaining crime in America.
And if you really want to know who the criminals are in this country, you can Google it. You don't have to trust me. But the people that commit 80% of the most violent crimes in this country are white supremacists. Yet for whatever reason, they sit and they serve at the pleasure of the president. They are the ones that were there on January 6th, tearing our democracy down physically. And now we have them tearing us down right here from within.
80% of those who commit the most violent crimes in America are white supremacists who are being protected by Trump. Well, here's former acting director of the Department of Homeland Security, Jonathan Fahey, with some bad news for Jasmine.
And I do think we have to have the maybe uncomfortable conversation, Laura, in which over half of the homicides in this country are actually committed by about 6% of the population. And by that, I mean the black males. We have a serious situation that has to be addressed, and we have to have an honest conversation about it.
We've had pastors in Chicago discuss this and say, you know, the family unit is completely smashed and broken. And Jonathan, again, you get the sense that there are certain politicians out there, rather than condemn this murder, they think, oh, if I condemn the murder, I bring publicity to it, or I talk about it, it's going to help Trump. So I'm not going to empathize with her parents.
Yeah, I'm not going to empathize with her parents. I'm going to try to cancel her so we can go right on with the system. Folks, I opened the show today talking about being a reporter for all those years in Charlotte, and I had a very close relationship with the Black Political Caucus leaders. I just got to know them. They were good sources of mine. And the reason I began reporting on crime was one conversation I had with one source. It was very high ranking in that organization at the time. And he told me off the record, he said, we can get charges dropped against anyone we want. And I went, no, you can't. He's like, yeah, no, we do it all the time. I said, how do you do that? And he said, well, you know, I mean, and they were a powerful organization in Charlotte, still are. And they said, well, we just call our city council members. And we have them go put some pressure on the district attorney's office. And, you know, if I want to get my cousin off, I can. Like for murder? Yeah, pretty much. He said a slap on the wrist. You do that. Yeah. So I went on a multi-year frenzy after that. I was never able to catch a specific city council or county commission member calling up the Democrat prosecutor and getting people off. But what I was able to prove was one of the things that he told me. And he said the prosecutor at the time, Gilchrist, would automatically first felony offense would be dismissed 100% across the board. And that's what I found. If you were Black. If you're white, don't try that in Charlotte. Why? Because the Black Political Caucus was very, very powerful. And what they would do is they would not help you in your reelection. They wouldn't vote Republican or anything. They just wouldn't turn the vote out for you, or you would not be on their endorsement card. And that's how it worked. And the people who turned the vote would then make the phone calls, and they could get people off. I said, can you get people off for murder? And he said, yeah, pretty close. And I coined the term, and a lot of you have been with me since then, since all that reporting in Charlotte, where I just was profiling thug after thug after thug after thug, many much times worse than DeCarlos Brown. He wouldn't have even met my criteria to profile before the murder. Probably not even after the murder, honestly. That's how bad these people are. They would get hit for an armed robbery, and it was always the first one's dismissed. The second one, always a suspended sentence. And then with the third one, which often they were into murder by then, with the third one, they would not trigger the suspended sentence on the first one. So the guy would be, you know, out on bond for, and they got rid of the bond, which is a problem, out on bond for armed robbery and then his first murder when he committed his second murder. Very typical for Charlotte, and that's why. Because the political structure, Democrat political structure, they call up, I want my cousin out of the prison. What can the DA do? And that's how it works in the Democrat Party. So when we come after these thugs, they get righteous because they see this as an attack on their voters.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.